The next day, in the afternoon, a detective comes to the library. I'm lying low in my room and don't know he's there. The detective questions Oshima for about 20 minutes and then leaves. Oshima comes to my room later to fill me in. A detective from a local station was asking about you, Oshima says, then takes a bottle of Perrier from the fridge, uncaps it, pours the water into a glass and takes a drink. How did he know I was here? You used a mobile phone. Your dad's phone. I checked my memory and nod. That night, I ended up all bloody in the woods behind that shrine. I called Sakura on the mobile phone. I did, but only once. The police checked the calling record and traced you to Takamatsu. Normally, police officers don't go into details. But while we were chatting, I persuaded him to explain how they traced the call. When I want to, I can turn on the charm. He also let slip that they couldn't trace the person you called, so it must have been a prepaid phone. Anyhow, they know you were in Takamatsu, and the local police have been checking all the hotels. They found out that a boy named Kafka Tamura, matching your description, stayed in a business hotel in town through a special arrangement with the YMCA until May the 28th, the same day somebody murdered your father. At least the police didn't find out about Sakura. I'm thankful for that, having bothered her enough already. The hotel manager remembered that you'd asked about our library. Remember how his assistant called to see if you were really coming here? I nod. That's why the police came here. Oshima takes a sip of Perrier. Naturally, I lied. I told the detective I hadn't seen you since the 28th, that you'd been coming every day, but not one since. You might get into trouble, I say. If I hadn't lied, you'd be in a whole lot more trouble. But I don't want to get you involved. Oshima narrows his eyes and smiles. You don't get it, do you? You already have got me involved. Yeah, I guess so. Let's not argue, okay? What's done is done. Talking about it now won't get us anywhere. I nod, not saying a word. Anyway, the detective left his card and told me to call him right away if you ever showed up again. Am I a suspect? Oshima slowly shakes his head. I doubt it, but they do think you might be able to help them out. I've been following all this in the newspaper. The investigation isn't getting anywhere, and the police are becoming impatient. No fingerprints, no clues, no witnesses. You're the only lead they have. Which explains why they're trying so hard to track you down. Your dad's famous too, so the murder's been covered in detail on TV and in the press. The police aren't about to sit around and twiddle their thumbs. But if they find out you lied to them, they won't accept you as a witness anymore. And there goes my alibi. They might think I did it. Oshima shook his head again. Japanese police aren't that stupid, Kafka. Lacking in imagination, yes, but they're not incompetent. I'm sure they've already checked all the passenger lists for planes from Tokyo to Shikoku. I don't know if you're aware of this, but they have video cameras set up at all the gates at airports to photograph every boarding passenger. By now, they know you didn't fly back to Tokyo around the time of the incident. Information in Japan is micromanaged, believe me. So the police don't consider you a suspect. If they did, they wouldn't send some local officer, but detectives from the National Police Agency. If that happened, they would have grilled me pretty hard, and there's no way I could have outsmarted them. They just want to hear from you whatever information you can provide about the incident. It makes perfect sense, what he says. Anyhow, you'd better keep a low profile for a while, he says. The police might be staking out the area, keeping an eye out for you. He had a photo of you with him, copy of your official junior high class picture. Can't say it looked much like you, though. You looked really mad in the photo. That was the only photograph I left behind. I always tried to avoid having my picture taken, but not having this one taken wasn't an option. The police said you were a troublemaker at school. There were some violent incidents involving you and your classmates, and you were suspended 3 times. Twice. Not 3 times, and I wasn't suspended. but I was officially punished, I explain. I breathe in deeply, then slowly breathe out. I have times like that, yeah. You can't control yourself, Oshima says. I nod. And you hurt other people. I don't mean to. But it's as if there's somebody else living inside me. And when I come to, I find out I've hurt somebody. Hurt them how much? Oshima asks. I sigh. Nothing major. No broken bones or teeth knocked out or anything.